So that's that number counting down. It means it's recording.
It's going up.
So that number counting up means it's recording.
Okay.
This is the
We ain't drunk though.
This is the pregame.
Okay.
Nerd Baby Daddy podcast. This is your host with the mostest. No toastest like the toast that is left over in this box. Sipping on alcoholic beverages. The topic for today is going to be there's no topic.
Man, this drink is strong.
Is it? Let me see. We're the same.
We're the same. Oh, so much better than yesterday.
So this is day three. Day three of the Rama, and I thought about this today, and I was like, nigga, you were helping this fucking addict.
Which addict?
This one.
Wait, you're helping me?
Yes. I am supporting.
You're supporting my alcoholism.
Yes, I am supporting. who actively does that shit? Who does that? I didn't realize that until today. I was like,
you're like, oh shit, she's an alcoholic.
Oh fuck.
What am I doing?
What am I doing? I love her and she's my friend and I want to give her the things she likes. Fuck.
And you joined a new tradition.
And I joined a new tradition. I like traditions because it makes me feel a part of the world. So I guess the topic can be alcoholism and why it can be safe.
Safe?
It can be safe. I think it can be safe. I think you can like something a lot and habitually do it and it not affect other people and not affect your life.
No.
That doesn't take away things that may or may not have happened that we will not self-incriminate ourselves.
No, I'm talking about like the things I say when I'm drinking. Like with that.
Just what?
I didn't tell you about him?
No, you didn't tell me about any.
So there's this guy that I started talking to.
I think you told me a little bit about him.
In like November, December.
He works at your job?
No. Oh. He's older, mature. Knows
much
what
older?
He wants.
Much older.
I think he was 28.
29. Okay. You're 25. That's not too much older, but I guess.
I was 24.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he was 28 or 29.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But.
What was his rank? He was E4?
No.
He was a sergeant?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so he's a little established. Okay.
Yeah. Knows what he wants. He has kids.
Oh, he definitely knows what he wants.
And loves his kids.
Oh, he's man. Those are hard to find, people that love their kids and have them.
Yeah, nowadays. But yeah, he took me out one day. So it was my friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to go to Cincinnati and have all his friends meet him there.
And he has friends, that's good too.
No. My friend. It was my friend's birthday.
Okay, but he.
My friend went to Cincinnati and brought me gotcha. And all his other friends packed. Okay. And it was right next to Cincinnati.
Okay.
East. So we went there and then we ended up staying there. I got like belligerent drunk.
I like that. $7 word right there.
Belligerent. And I don't know. I don't really remember, but.
He didn't like it very much?
No. And then he ended up forgiving me. And like a couple of days later, he messaged me and he's like, okay, I can't stop thinking about you. I don't know what it is. I really like you. So he gave me another shot. We went out again. And
you decided. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It wasn't bad. And then we were supposed to go out again, so for the third time. And it was on a Friday. And he ended up messaging me while I was at work. And he's like, hey, I won't be able to go. Like, my grandma's on her deathbed.
Shraggy?
And he's like, so I'm going to drive to California today. Like, right now.
Oh.
And so he left to California, and I went out with my best friend. We got drunk as fuck. And I was also, I took some gummies.
Okay.
And yeah, I just did. I got mad at him because he left me for his dying grandma.
Nigga! Nigga! Okay. Yeah. You gone, Shorty. So, next. So next.
That was that.
Next.
And he's like, I thought you were different. Like, you seemed like you were a really good girl, and you proved me wrong. I'm like, fuck. I'm kidding, I promise.
I promise. That's just me with a little extra.
Sometimes I can be a handful.
Look, little emphasis on my personality is all. You give you a little exclamation points when I drink a little bit of this stuff. Why do you say? Why do you think he was perfect for you, though?
I already explained that part.
You didn't explain it. You said that he knows what he wants. That's just a an arbitrary thing.
He has a relationship with his kids.
Okay.
He knows what he wants.
Okay.
He has a job, a good-paying job.
He has a good-paying job. He has a relationship with his kids. He knows what he wants. All things arbitrary. What does that How does that separate him from the rest of the guys? Because most guys, are you saying that most guys?
No guys are fucking like that. None.
So no guy, none of those, no guys at all, because we know that's definitely a true statement.
That I have.
No guys that you have been interested in. No guys that you have been interested in have been very active in their life with kids, if they have kids, know what they want, and have a well-paying job.
Nope, none.
Wow.
I liked one guy.
Oh, nice. Firefighters are nice. They're on call.
No, they're not on call.
Some of them are. Some of them sleep at the freaking fire station waiting for a fire.
All of them do. They're not on call. That's their schedule. That's not on call.
Then what is on call? You're off until you get on?
You're on a schedule. You have to go to work. It's like me going to work 8 to 5. I'm on call, technically. Because I don't have to do shit until they call me and like, hey, there's a burner down.
Uh-oh.
So technically I'm on call. Same thing with firefighters. They have a schedule. They work the 24-hour shift. So they sleep there. And if they get called, if there's an emergency, they leave and then they come back.
Hmm. Okay. I get the
same thing with cops.
Okay. So I get the... what the word I'm looking for? It's semantics. I mean, they're on call. Got it, they're on a schedule, but they're still on call. They're not actively working until they're actively working.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
So he was a firefighter, and he was very demeaning.
Oh. Do say more. Do say. That's a drink. Do
well,
say more.
He liked me, and I'm like, no, bitch, you just want to fuck me.
Oh.
And if you just want to fuck me, let me know, because that's cool. I don't want to get attached if I don't have to.
Okay. That's true. That's commendable. Is that how he was?
What?
He was just like, I mean, what
no,
you...
I was like interested in a relationship with him. I just wasn't ready mentally.
Mm.
And that's why I messed it up so quick.
So how have you learned from there? How have you evolved? How have you grown?
I stopped drinking as much as that. Well,
so you used to be raging, huh?
Yeah.
I never noticed that. Wow, that's how you know it.
I go through periods of time where I have to stop drinking for like a couple months.
Okay.
Because I'll drink and then I'm like, no, it's not enough. And I keep drinking.
It's not enough. Yeah. What are you trying
to... I don't feel it.
What are you trying to bury?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Childhood? My mom leaving me?
Oh.
Just kidding. No, I don't know. I had a great
childhood. That's crazy. I was about to connect with you and shit and everything. The girls were like, mom left me too?
Well, yeah, my mom left me, but I'm so glad she did. Because then I wouldn't have had the childhood that I did have.
Yeah, nigga, you went to like... all across the world and shit.
Yeah. And
so that my family.
That still doesn't really answer the question on what are you trying to bury in alcohol? Wow. Like, there's a reason. Like, alcohol, I get it. Right? No, I never thought.
I just like hot taste. I love alcohol.
You just love it.
Oh, I love it. I love how it tastes.
You love how it, oh. I mean, you love juice. I love juice, nigga.
I don't like juice.
But you like alcohol?
I love
Nigga, alcohol. We're literally drinking juice and alcohol.
Cherry limeade.
Cherry limeade with Syrah. This is not an ad.
It's just a good mixture.
And what is it, raspberry?
But syrup? I won't just go and buy one.
Red berry Syrah.
I'm talking about the drink.
This is not an ad.
Sonic cherry limeade.
It's not an ad. It's not an ad. If you want to. And that's, it looks fantastic. The floor, you did well. You did well. But I feel like that you're just sure that it's just something that you like. Because I guess if I'm speaking from a personal standpoint, I'm not an avid drinker. But this is the most that I've ever drank in my life, consistently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I go home, I have like a bottles and bottles underneath like my kitchen sink, and it's just from parties that I went to. That I bought alcohol and I didn't finish it, so I just leave it under there. And I don't like ever think to drink it. But like, it's cool, like I'll drink it and like, oh yeah, this feels nice. But never a place that I just wanna continue to do it and escape. Like, mm-hmm. I do it with you because it's cool. It's fucking shit, it's cool. It's fucking
chill.
Fucking lit. It's chill. It's a lituation. It's a situation within a situation that's a lituation.
No, I'm gonna come and taste.
The feeling is what? Oh. Well, okay, so wait a minute. Because you are not the type of person to kind of pussyfoot around of what you want when you want it. Do you not? Because I guess what I get from it is it starts to lift limits, right? Because I have self-establishing limits. Areas that I will not cross while I'm not under the influence. When I'm under the influence, my confidence rises to be able to lift those barriers that no longer exist at that time. They just, when I am lit, those barriers no longer exist. Now barriers come.
I didn't know you had barriers.
Oh, what? What? Where do you get that from?
You're so outspoken.
I definitely have barriers. I definitely have barriers though. There are things that I will not go because I care about people. I care about people's thoughts. Like, how you spoke to homeboy at Sonic, although I agree with it, like I wouldn't have done it. It just wouldn't happen.
Oh, that's how I am with every.
But I feel that and I love that about you. But like,
of service. They need to have good customer service.
Like, I feel that you're just trying to manage everybody. Like, you're a fucking producer. You're just trying to produce everybody. But yeah. Those are not
a good job.
I feel you. It's just not an area that I will go. But I have barriers. They may not seem that it's there, but when this hits my system, those barriers start to go away. It just no barrier. No. Now when I say that, I mean internal barriers. So for example, right? You're outside of my barrier. So if you don't want me to push you, and you say, hey, stop pushing me. I'm going to stop pushing you. I'm not going to allow my barrier to override your barrier. But things that I would usually do, I wouldn't do while under the influence. It's just, whoosh. Everything's open. All things are lawful for eating my motherfucking fries.
Where'd you get those from?
Probably not. I think I would like more chicken. You want to go back to Sonic?
I'll be right there.
Now with that fucking service.
We can go to another Sonic. We can have.
We're gonna go all the way to Central?
All the way to Central. We can, matter of fact, we can go all that to Char's house and we can go there where they're packed.
Yeah,
to the brim.
And bother her?
And bother her, yes.
Yeah, right.
We're gonna bother her.
No thanks. Don't wanna see Ruth Ashton's face.
Oh. How civil of you. Well, it's like we've established that alcoholism can be controlled, but there are certain stipulations that we got to place on it because it might be an endangerment to the things that we want. like people that we want and how they affect those people and how they enhance our ability to kind of give them things that they may not need at the moment. So do you think that alcohol has been more of a detriment to your relationships than a help?
What is the definition of detriment?
Detriment. The definition of detriment is ill will, to be not for, to be against, to be a negative towards it. Has alcohol been a better thing for your relationships or a good thing for a relationship? In a balanced type form.
Like people I'm actually with?
Yeah, people that you want to be with. People that you want to be with.
It's never been a bad thing. I'm already blunt as it is.
Yeah.
But when I'm drinking, agreed. I'm very blunt. I'm 100% blunt. Not 90%. But, no, it's never really been a bad thing. The only thing, if it's a bad thing, it's because there's already negative thoughts in my mind about them. And it just comes out. Because I don't have that
barrier.
Wall blocking it. So I just say what I gotta say.
Okay, so since you seem to be, or you are, the type of person that doesn't really have the, I don't know, I guess what people would call it is tact, a little bit. Like, what do you think, how do you think that developed? Like, how do you think that your bluntness developed in you as opposed to where...
I've been like
the consensus of people, they're usually the type to kind of just like, you know, hold their tongue and not say what they think, and you just seem to not have that nature.
That.
You just grew
up. My
with.
Mom is.
Okay, that makes sense.
Me and my mom are the same.
That makes sense.
That's why I don't want to live with her. We bump heads because we're so alike.
That makes sense. That if you have that influence of someone. That it's just kind of like, you know what, fuck you, I'm going to tell you how I feel, as opposed to hiding or giving you subliminal messages of how I feel.
To her for advice, because my mom would be like, you're stupid. Same thing with me. I had to learn from me, like, coming to me, because I always was like, either you're stupid or you need to leave him, or... He's cheating on you, or he's lying to you, but she didn't want to hear it. Obviously, it's all opinion, like it's all what I think, but I was always right. Mom's always right. So me and my mom had to learn the hard way that we just don't tell her anything and just let her learn the hard way. Go through it.
Do you think to some extent that you may be a brat?
Oh, no, definitely. To an extent?
No, fucking fully. Why are you, how did you become a brat, and how are you a brat?
Because of my mom. My biological mom.
Okay.
She left me, and it fucked me up, obviously.
Okay.
Mentally.
How old were you when she left you?
Almost five?
Oh, we're the same. Let's go.
And it bothered me at first. And I hated my mom now for taking us in. It was fun until I realized that we were staying with her forever.
See, that's how our routes differ. Like, I was taken in by, and it was my dad's choosing. I was taken in by my cousins, who were, they were the daughter of a millionaire. His name is Hank Thomas, and he owns a couple of McDonald's and he owns a couple of businesses and he has $1 million and all the bullshit. So I didn't like that. I didn't like that I was just away from my dad. Like, regardless of my mom was, I just didn't like where I was away from my dad. And I didn't realize that this was going to be a forever thing. I'm being put in private schools.
I'm like being putting, I'm getting like, you know, all my fucking health, like healthcare shit taken care of, getting braces and all this other motherfucking shit. And I'm just like, I didn't like it. I didn't like the shit because this all is cool. This is fun. Like, we're going on trips and shit, but I want to go to my dad, what I know. And yeah, so that's, I guess that's where it differs because I rebelled. I just, it's like, no. Like, I was literally, true story, I'm in my cousin's house and he has this big old water gallon, like at the health spot. And the little water jugs full of pennies. And it's like halfway up full of pennies. I will go every night to that jug and piss in it. I would fucking piss in that shit. And just pee and pee and pee and pee. Like, it developed over months. Like, eventually they started to smell the shit. And then they found out. And then even at school, at the private school, you know, they have like, in schools they have like vending machines. Mm-hmm. I guess the guy who was taking the money out of the vending machine, he dropped the money. And so me and my friend picked it up. It was like, shit, like, this is our money now. Like, it was like $200. And to like freaking 13 year olds, it was like, fuck, like, this is a shitload of money. I'm about to go buy me a PlayStation.
I'm rich, man.
Yeah, I'm rich. So then my dumbass was like going around bragging to everybody, like, look how much money I got, look how much money I got, look at this money, look at this money. Like, I was literally saying stuff like, I was like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? I got this money. And they were like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, nah, you ain't did enough to be my girlfriend. Like, you, nah. And eventually, after that whole day, I would have got away with it too if it wasn't them fucking those meddling fucking kids. Like, they fucking told on me. So I had to give the money back. And I had to snitch on my homeboy who had already went home with the money. I didn't have to, but I don't know. I did it. I snitched on his ass. And he was white, by the way. And it was crazy. Like, it was just like that day. I was like waiting in the after school program. And they were like, hey, like, we're gonna call your parents, which is my cousin. And they came to school and was like, hey, you stole this money. Like, nigga, I ain't stole this money. I picked that shit up. And then they were like, then she came to the school and she was like, we found out you've been pissing in this fucking jug for the last 6 months. Cause, like, I was doing everything I can to make them kick me out so I can go home. Like, I didn't realize, like, I was in a fucking better situation. Like, I was.
Then like, being like, foster care?
Yeah, well, not even being in foster care, because I guess my dad just saw it as like, hey, like, I'm doing good for you, but they can do so much better. Like, if they're putting you into fucking private school, like, nigga, that's fucking like $900 a month that's going to the private school for people that I'm not even their, I'm their cousin. I'm not no fucking son. I'm not no nephew. I'm their fucking like third cousin. So if you're freaking putting me into private school, like, I look back at that now, like, shit, you're fucking stupid as fuck. Take this fucking private school, fucking, take this free money that's fucking gonna give you fucking opportunities and shit. I mean, I don't take that back, because I wouldn't have met people like you if I wouldn't have took the path I did, but I just, it just, when I did that, I was just so focused on being back with what I knew and being my dad. I was doing everything I could to be a nuisance to this family so they can kick me the fuck out. And eventually, that's what they did. They fucking kicked me out. Actually, they moved me to other cousins. And then those cousins, they're the ones. Like, my cousin's name is Victoria. The rich uncle that I have, the rich great uncle I have, he named, like, one of his companies Victoria Hospitality. I just remember that. And what I did was, I got tired of Victoria getting spoiled. I would go to this rich uncle's house, and they would, like, just shower her with gifts. And she would just be a total fucking brat about it. Just fucking, well, this is cool, but I didn't want this shit. I want this, and this, and this. And they're fucking catering to her. And I guess that's why, to this day, that's how I am with my daughter. I'm like, nigga, you're not about to be fucking entitled. I hate shit. Anyway, so they would just, like, shower her with gifts, and she would never be appreciative. So what I did, the one thing they didn't play about is her education. So what I did was I took one of her books, and I hid it. And they were like, oh, you can't find your book? All right. We're going to give you a whooping every day that you can't find that fucking book. And that's what they did. I hid that book, and they beat her for like 2 weeks straight. And I end up taking that book the last fucking day. I took that book. I was going to throw it in the backyard, in the back of the woods. They would have never found that shit. She would have been just keep getting beat. I mean, eventually, as now I think as an adult, they wouldn't have kept beating her. But they would have just been like, they would have had to buy another book. But I was going to do it. And then I couldn't because they were looking. Like, they were, like, paying attention to what I was doing. Or at least I thought they were paying attention. So they started to look through the house for the book. And as a fucking 14-year-old, I just decided I was just going to hide it in my room in a drawer. In my fucking clothes drawer. Like, how stupid can you be? And they found it. So then I get home from school. And I walk in there. And I'm just like, they're like, hey, so guess what we found in your drawer? And I said, what? And they showed me the book. And I was like, you know what that means, right? And I was like, yep. So I went to the drawer, opened it up, start getting my clothes, start putting my clothes in a suitcase. And they were like, smart kid. That's exactly what they said to me. Fucking smart kid. And I look back at them, like, how the fuck you just gonna fucking kick me out? That's what I wanted. But I'm thinking, like, as an adult, if I would have handled that differently. Like, obviously, I had some fucking issues. Like, no, fuck you, fucking leave. No, they were like, no, you're fucking out of here. As a matter of fact, that even goes to the story of that Pikachu. Because what they were doing was we would get progress reports from school. And every day, every week, we get a progress report. If we got good marks on it, they would give us like this little bag of gifts, like a candy, or be toys in there and shit. One of those toys was a Pikachu. It's a little Pikachu with a little ball under it, so you can kind of throw it and roll it. And like when I got that Pikachu as one of my toys for getting a good progress report, like I liked it, but then that reminded me of like how I liked where I was at. Like this was a great environment. I also went to a great school, and I was getting these presents every time I did good at school. But then I was just like, this all would be great if my dad was here. And then that's when I started to get sad. I was like, nah, nigga, I need to go back. Fucking, this is cool. I need to go back. And that's how that became a thing. Like, it was just like, I want to go back to him. Even though this is cool, I want to go back to him. So that's always been like a thought that I've always had with that. But, so yeah, they fucking kicked me out. And I went right back to my dad. And then, like, I went to him. I don't know how he felt about it. I was just happy to be there. I'm sure he was disappointed the fact that I ruined the shit. And then, like, I think I spent a year out of school because he didn't enroll me. I literally just stayed in the house a whole fucking
year. You were a teenager.
Yep. Just, I was in the house watching TV all day while you going to work. And, like, I'm at there. So I guess the whole reason for bringing up that story is that's where our paths differed. Like, you stayed with your quote-unquote mom.
I have my choice. She's tough.
Oh, that's good, though. That's good, though.
I fucking hate her.
She didn't give up. And I just pushed these people's buttons to the freaking limit. And they were just like, nah.
She gave up. She had help.
Really?
Yeah. We had our grandparents. So, Terry, I don't know if you know them.
No.
I used to work for them.
The insurance company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Ted's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always close. So, she asked if they would be the godparents. We got our Holy Communion. What is it?
Communion?
First Communion?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. We got baptized. They're our godparents. And there are points in our life where I didn't know until I was older.
Christened. That's what it's called. You got christened.
We got baptized.
You got baptized? Oh, okay.
Baptized. Yes.
Oh, you went into water.
Baptism. So, when we were a little bit older, like maybe 8, 9, I started being really bad. I was always bad, but I wasn't bad until I started school. And I started making friends, and then I resented my mom.
Okay.
Like, I didn't want to be here. And when was it? What was it until like middle school? I called my mom a bitch. And I was like, I fucking hate you. I don't want you in my life. You're not my mom. You don't tell me what to do. So I started like rebelling against her. And I was always a bad kid. Always. But I was always a smart one too. So I never like really got in trouble because I still had my good grades. So my mom never got in trouble. She was a good kid and she got horrible grades. So she was always in trouble. So
reminds me how I was in the army. Because I was incredible at PT, but when it came to my actual job, because I never was able to do it, when I started doing my job, it was just like, nigga, I don't know shit. So it was like, but I was treated though as a very good soldier because I'm great at PT. Like, that's it. Like, that's all you need. Just fucking run 5 miles in 30 minutes and you're good.
I was super smart. Super smart. I had to go to counseling all the time. We had a counselor in the school that I had to go to every like 2 weeks. I was always getting in trouble. The teachers always complained. Like, there was always something against me. Then I finally went to a doctor and I was diagnosed with ADHD. And it just like progressed from there. Like, I got worse and worse. And the middle school is when I called her a bitch. And then, I don't know. I guess I never really got in trouble because of my grades. Because I was always like, A honor roll.
Safe.
A B honor roll. I never got a C. I was always in AP classes. Like, it didn't matter. Because I was passing. Yeah. So, my Nina came in one day and she started talking shit to me. Like, as a kid. I was probably like 12 or 13. And she started talking shit like, your mom fucking gave up everything for you. She was traveling the world and now she's taking care of your stupid, like, little, like, talking shit about me and Amanda. Like, even though it was just my fault.
Gotcha.
But I just, like, started bawling. And I didn't realize it then and there. But I kind of mellowed out. And then I was just like, whatever. Like, stay in the clear. I want to talk to my mom. I won't talk shit about her. I just do my own thing. So she had a lot of help with them and then they got in a fight. I don't know what it was over. But we didn't see them for like over a year and a half.
Oh wow.
So my mom started struggling with us because we were a handful. My Amanda was a good kid. Like, she didn't do shit. But yeah, I feel bad, and I tell my mom now, like, I'm really sorry for what a shit kid I was. But, I mean, I feel like I turned out good. It was like, I did.
Oh!
And that is a lie.
We're omitting that. Okay. Wow. Yeah. That was deep. Oh, that was deep.
So it's been a good ride, and me and her stopped talking for a few months, and I started living with Andy and his parents, and then I found out he was cheating, and then I moved back with my mom, and then my mom, like, she ended up leaving. She left in October, a month after Elijah was born, so he didn't really, like, we closed things off, and she apologized for, like, telling me to have an abortion. She's like, I shouldn't have done that. Of all people, like, I shouldn't have told you. And I was like, I know. Like, I didn't believe anything. I believe that you said it because you believed that I would succeed in life. Like, she was like, you're the smart kid. Like, you're in school for a reason. You're going to graduate. You're going to finish out your career. You're going to move to San Antonio. You're going to finish out your dreams.
Okay.
But I never did, which she was right about.
What was your career?
I was going for nursing.
Okay.
I wanted to do nursing and then become a doctor, but I wanted to go into kinesiology to become a therapist.
A what? A what therapist?
Physical therapist.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
What?
you know what I'm studying for.
Yes.
And you didn't tell me this.
No. Well, I'm not doing it anymore.
I get that.
Well,
but
only not because I don't want to, but because since I got this job, I realized that there's so much other shit in the world. I never thought that I'd be into fucking technology shit. It's so interesting. Like, the things that I learn every day, I'm just like, man. Printers are so, like, fascinating.
There's another $7 word. $7 word. Let's go. Fascinating.
They are. But I'm just like, man, like, there's so many things that you don't know. And so, okay. So I go to a customer. Or, like, I get a call from a customer. And it goes directly to dispatch. So I don't know. It goes to Albuquerque. And then they call us. But they're like, I don't know how to put the toner in. I'm like, who the fuck doesn't know how to put a toner in a printer? I was like, what the fuck? But then I was like, no, well, you do think about it. And I'm like, well, if you don't have to put a toner in a printer, then yeah, you won't know how to put a toner in a printer. I was like, oh, there's a second.
Those are literally calls this? That you get?
Yeah.
Hey, let me just... Well,
okay, so, like, regular printers, like, nowadays, they have a toner. But, like, the Brother printers, they have a drum unit and a toner. So, the drum unit is one piece, and the toner goes into the drum unit.
Okay.
So, the newer printers have just a toner, and it has a drum unit in it. Okay. So, it's just one item.
Okay.
And the other ones have two items. So, it's the drum unit and the toner.
But nigga, like, can't you, like, read a fucking operator's manual and fucking put a toner in?
I tell people, just Google it. Literally. I learned a lot of things by Googling it. Like, I'm like, error code 66.02.
Google. Like, wow, bro. So there are people that are literally paying for you to figure out the problems they don't want to figure out.
Yeah, like, I don't have time for this. Can you install my toner?
I would just give you this money and you will install the toner. And how long is that job of an install of toner?
A minute.
Nigga, thinking about the fucking question.
My boss was like, can you put, like, at least 5 minutes into that? Like, make it seem like you're working? And I'm like, sure.
Like, just fucking...
Just pretend you're working?
Pretend you're working.
Yeah, sure. That's why I love my job. So I have, like, the majority of it is super easy. Like, paper jam, okay, you need new rollers. Oh, you need a freezer. That's it. But, like, the hard ones are, like, I have to take the printer. It's like the drive. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna order this part, take it out of the printer, and then put a new one in the
install.
Printer.
Yeah.
So that takes like a week. But other than that, it's super easy.
That's exactly
Sometimes
how it was with the... That's exactly how it was when I was an Avenger system repairer. You literally just fucking take out components and order the part and replace it. The hardest part was
replacing.
Yeah, it's
people like lazy that don't want to learn that. Like, you know how much money could be making right now? Shit.
Well, that's fucking amazing.
So, we got last week. Or 2 weeks ago, no. A little over a week, not 2 weeks ago. We got a new operations manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finished my test, right? Yesterday.
Yeah, we did it together.
So my boss, I went in today to go pick up a few items. And he was like, hey, congratulations on your test, your pro test. And I was like, I'm glad you finished it. He said that. And I was like, oh. Thank you. I was like, I don't know what to say. He was like, we're gonna go get some beers. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm done. So we actually planned like a get together, dinner and drinks. I think it's like in 2 weeks. I don't know.
Also, this hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we're like all gonna go. So like my friend Jesse,
mm-hmm.
He was like, see, that's why we keep her around. I was like, fuck you. Because I got you free drinks. Whatever. But he was like super proud of me. I was like, I'm glad I finished that test.
But he was like, don't make me out to be a liar because you had a time limit.
No, not the big boss, but like my boss. So like we have Las Cruces, Roswell, Albuquerque,
Carlsbad and Riedosa.
Okay.
So my boss, well, our technician boss is Sean. And he was the one who said, don't meet me out as a driver. Because the new operations manager came in. His name's Mike.
And he was like, that test needs to be done like
this. Yeah, part. So my boss, the technician boss, Sean, he was like, don't make me out as a liar. Like, I need you to finish this test because I already pushed it down and you finished it.
Oh, so nigga.
Like, okay, that's why I was so stressed out. I was like, I need to finish this shit.
Oh, well, I'm happy I could help.
So, yes, thank you. Thank you. So Keith had told me that today, like, thank you, or like, good job for finishing your professional. And I was like, no problem. No problem. I just stressed out for like 48 hours. Yeah, so he was like, I'm taking out for drinks.
Okay.
So.
Not knowing that you have a problem.
No, I didn't tell him.
You told him?
I think they all know.
So you've told people this.
I've told Sean, like, I'm not drinking. Because I go periods without drinking, right? Mm-hmm. So there was a time before the accident, I had told him, Sean, I was like, I'm not drinking. And he was like, what? I'm like, well, I'm not on a diet, but I'm trying to not drink so I could lose weight.
Yeah.
So I just, I've always made that my excuse. And they're like,
wait. Hey. The one that's right here.
So yeah, but he knows, and he, my big boss there, doesn't really know. He knows I like to drink, but I've never gone like drinking with them.
Okay. But your bosses at least know that you're not gonna drink. Like some of them.
No. Because I started drinking again.
When was that?
Like 2 weeks ago. Because I'm not like, so my thing now is I'm not drinking and driving.
Okay, I'm well, that's drinking. Fucking, that's a no-brainer. Got it.
Now.
Oh, okay. I'll get granted. Yeah. Got it. So got it.
Before I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like those commercials. I'm okay.
I'm okay.
No, definitely now. I'm like, no. If I'm drinking, I'm fucking staying at your house. I don't care what you say. I'll fucking crash out in the front yard. I'm gonna fuck. So I don't know.
You know there's a such thing as Uber, so you can definitely get home.
Yeah, that costs money.
It does cost
money. Staying at someone's house does it.
True.
So, true. Yeah, you know, sometimes I don't have money. Like, right now, I don't have money. But.
Nigga, you ain't got money. You bought my rebuild.
In an hour.
You'll have money. Hey. How you bought my rebuild and you ain't got no money, nigga?
Because I have some money. I have like $80.
Okay. All right. Just making sure you're not by the fucking.
No, I'm good. I'm good on money right now. Okay. I'm like. Because
you're not.
Finally gonna. Set.
Okay,
I've caught up to all my bills. I've caught up to all my owed payments. I'm good.
Are you going to be at your mom's rent free?
No.
Okay.
I mean, while she's gone, yes. I have to pay the bills.
Okay. It's so like, not fucking. Like fucking
$200.
Yeah, not like fucking $1,200.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be fucking.
So I'll be saving $800.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
So when I come back, I expect you to have like some fucking change.
I won't. Only because I'm fixing things, like my car. I want to fix my car.
Okay.
I want to save for my down payment for the rent.
Okay.
That way I don't have any trouble.
Okay. And then
I move out.
The next step is to have 6 months worth of savings so that if anything fucking happens, you'll just be fucking, I can chill for fucking 6 months. I get that, but nothing's gonna happen. But just in case, you'd be able to chill for 6 months and fucking just be fucking chilling like a fucking villain.
I really just want to pay off my ring.
Okay, get your ring paid off.
I wear it sometimes because I'm like, I'm already paying for it. Fuck.
Where is it?
On my door.
Where?
On the back.
On the back door? Nigga, did you finish this already? What the fuck?
It's been like 2 hours.
Nigga.
I'm over here fucking babysitting.
I was babysitting.
Guys, this has been Nerd Baby Daddy Podcast. Obviously, a lot of this stuff that we've spoken about has been a bit personal, so I'm going to have to go back and do some editing. But I hope you guys enjoyed the candor, the conversation, the investment into the time that we've gone into each other's lives. Stay tuned. We'll be back with another episode whenever, wherever. This is your host. And we are outie.